talking about Frederik Andersen, and he's a guy that, you know, he's only played once in the last 12 games, and the Leafs playing the front end of a back-to-back. Would you play Andersen the next couple of games? Because we know points are so important for the Maple Leafs, 8 points behind the Lightning already in this division. Would you play Freddie back-to-back?
Well, I'd definitely play him in the first game, and that's where they're going to go. And then I would ask Freddie how he feels after a few days off, especially for a goaltender. The last thing you want to do is strain a muscle and have something like that linger. So I would just touch base with him. If he can play back-to-back, yes, points are going to be very vital as they go through. We see what Tampa does. They won again last night. They don't look to be slowing down. So, yeah, points are very, very important. But, again, you want him healthy and don't want to take that risk. So I would just talk to Freddie after tonight's game, see how he feels.
Matthew, you think he would actually say to Babcock, nah, I want to rest tomorrow and I want to play. Do you think he would actually say that?
You know what? I think he would be honest. I don't get it wrong. I know he wants to be in for every single game. And as a player, you always try to lie. But I think he would be true to himself. And if his muscles were a little sore, a little tired after these days off and only getting a skate and a half in, certainly tougher for goalies than it is for anyone else. So I think he would be honest, but we all know we all lie to stay in that game and pad our stats.
Hey, Matt, Andre DeVoe here, big fan. Watched you a lot in your Buffalo days. I wanted your thoughts on Garrett Sparks. What do you think of him? His record's great, but does he look a little shaky to you? You think he's going to come around? Do you think he's a long-term solution for the Leafs going for a playoff run?
Yeah, I have a little bit of confidence. I don't have full confidence in him. In a playoff run, if Freddie Andersen goes down, Garrett Sparks is not going to be the one to take this team to a Stanley Cup final, let alone win a Stanley Cup. I think he has the ability to be a good backup. He's still young. He is very fortunate that he gets a lot of goal support with this offensive juggernaut that he has. But in the games that I've watched, especially as of late, he is not the guy that I would have the most confidence in going forward. But as a backup, yes, very viable. But like most teams, if your starter goes down, good chance is that you are not winning a Stanley Cup.
Matthew, we know the talk around the Maple Leafs is, oh, they don't have a true number one defenseman. But if you look at Morgan Riley's season, he leads the NHL in points by defenseman. He's a guy that even defensively, he's picking his spots when to go in and when not to go in. Has he emerged in your eyes as a true number one, and we can put that take to bed?
Yeah, I would have said last year and all the years before, they didn't have a true number one, but he has emerged into a number one. You look at the point totals that he's putting up in the new NHL, where skating is prevalent and a necessity. He certainly has that. He's choosing his spots wisely. I think he's been better in his defensive zone. Great first pass defenseman with the ability to jump up in the rush and make you pay for it. So, yeah, I for anyone that doesn't think he's a true number one, watch them play on a nightly basis and how much he joins the attack and creates offense from the back end. He's a true number one now.
NHL analyst Matthew Barnaby joining us here on Leafs Morning Skate. I'm George in for Jeff Blair alongside Andre DeVoe. That word sandpaper always keeps coming up with this Maple Leafs team and whether or not they have that enough quote-unquote toughness to win in the postseason. Do you think the Leafs can go in with this roster as is and make a deep playoff run? Because we know Mike Babcock's been asked about this and said our number one weapon is the power play. Are you okay with that, or the Leafs do need to add somebody to this roster?
I don't buy the fact that they need to have more sandpaper in this game. Obviously, you have to be able to block shots, and they do have those guys to be able to do that. But you don't need to be a tough team to win anymore. I do like Tampa's pushback in some games. There are games you have to push back, but in the playoffs, this is going to be about skill and their power play. I mean, it's the most fun to watch. It's when they are healthy, as good as any power play in the league, and they can absolutely murder you if you want to get into that kind of game. Do I believe they can win a Stanley Cup with this roster? No, I truly believe that they have to add a defenseman to this roster in the top four if they are going to win the Stanley Cup. They can go on a run, but I don't think they have enough in that tank on the back end to win a Stanley Cup championship with that roster as is.
Would you sacrifice a lot of the pieces? Because I think a lot of fans, when they hear that, Matthew, say, oh, it's okay. Like, I don't want to give up a first-round pick. I don't want to give up a prospect because the window should be wide open here for the Maple Leafs to years to come. But my counter to that is you don't know what the future holds in the NHL. You don't know what sort of injuries potentially could rear their ugly head in the future. You kind of got to go all in this year, don't you?
I would be apt to moving a first round pick. I wouldn't. I mean, you're going to be drafting in the bottom part. So for the bottom 5-6 picks, probably that you'll be drafting in, that player probably isn't going to make this roster for a little bit. As deep as they are, as young as they are, the defensemen they have coming up through the minors. Certainly, I would be apt to moving a first rounder to help right now. The window is wide open. It will be wide open for years to come. But if you want to give yourself a chance now, and I'm not talking about an aging defenseman, but I'm talking about getting a guy, late 20s, mid 20s defenseman that can help you play in your top four. And it's going to cost you more than a first round pick to get that kind of guy. But with a prospect, a player, up front and a first rounder, yes, I'd be apt to moving it, because there's guys in the minors that are going to be coming soon, and you'll always be able to get one of those picks back if you truly need it.